don't know me, this is MKFM. Morning, my name is Mikey Faulkner. How you doing? You're right, this is the MK Breakfast Show then. It's just gone 20, well, just come up towards 25 to 9. Nearly time for Old School Anthems, which I can't wait for. That is my favourite part of any day, really, is when we get to play loads of old school anthems. Right, I'm quite excited, actually, because I've been waiting to meet you for quite a while. I've got Brooke Layla in the studio. Now, Brooke is up for a MK Inspiration Award. Now, the MK Inspiration Awards are happening very soon, and it's looking at up-and-coming talent, people that have done amazing things across our city as well, which is going to be pretty exciting. Now, Brooke, you're up for up-and-coming female artist.
Yes, I am.
Just tell me, how old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
13 years old, and you're already up for an award. So, you're a singer?
Yes.
So, just how did you get into it all?
I don't know, I've always kind of sung ever since I was like two. I would always get like pots and pans out and I'd just like make weird noises, but it's always been with me. Professionally, I've been singing for 3 years, but I've just sung all my life and I just love it. It's just like this feeling when you go on a stage that like nothing else gives you, and it's just like incredible. I just love it and I just love singing. There's so much passion there.
And is it something that you want to do as a long-term career? Is it something that you want to, you know, you want to retire at 21, or do you want to do this for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I definitely want to do this for the rest of my life. I feel like this is like something that I've just always wanted to do. I know that's what I've always wanted to do, and ever since I was like younger, when people ask me, what do you want to be when you're older? I know some of my friends will ask them that and they'll be like, oh, I don't really know. But if someone asks me, I'll be like, I want to be a singer, because it's just something that I love.
What do your school friends say? Are they kind of excited? Are they like proper fangirling over it, or what?
Well, I have two really close best friends, and I've been best friends with them for a while now, so they're really supportive of everything that I do and stuff, and yeah, it's really great to talk to them about what I do, because they're kind of into the like musical theatre too, so...
Mm-hmm. Brooke, I want to ask you a really important question, right? Because this is something that, ever since you walked through the door, I thought to myself, I know her. I know your face. And I'm thinking, where do I know her face? Not only from obviously the streets of Milton Keynes and stuff like that. You've been on the telly.
Yeah, I have.
was it you that was on a show with a guy with a wobbly head? I'm talking about Michael McIntyre.
Yeah.
You was a surprise guest.
Yeah, I was.
How was that? Was that pretty amazing?
Yeah, it was incredible. Obviously, I hadn't a clue that it was going to happen, but it was just really great. And yeah, I'm really happy that happened, and I feel really special.
You had that massive platform as well. Do you still keep in touch with him? Are you still friends with Michael McIntyre? Is he like your best mate now?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Bless you. I was at a gig yesterday, and it was like a stage show thing. We had an Elvis impersonator. Right, he looked right. He looked nothing like Elvis.
Oh,
he sounded nothing like Elvis. He looked like Michael McIntyre. So as soon as you walked in, the connection clicked. So maybe he was Michael McIntyre, giving me little secret clues all about you. That's what it was. So MK Inspiration Awards is happening very soon, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing night. Are you going to be singing on the night as well?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be singing. And one of the new Step songs, Scared of the Dark.
Oh, wow, I've heard that. That's been on our station. That was on our beat chart a couple of weeks back. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love that song.
How long does it take you to kind of get a song in your mind? How long does it take to pick up the words and know what to do with it?
Well, for me, I find it quite, like, easy, just because obviously I've been doing it for ages, and mm-hmm. I've always found, like, picking up words for scripts and picking up lyrics have always been quite easy for me, so probably... if I'm like practicing every night, then maybe like not even a week, really.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're going to be performing the Step song on stage. I'm really excited about that, because it's such a new song as well. It's like, you know, you'd expect like someone to go on with a song that's like about 4 or 5 years old and kind of and done and do something. Have you got your own little twist on it as well?
Yeah, well, on all of my songs that I sing, like all the covers and things, I always like to put my own kind of like turn on it. I like to Brookify it.
Brookify. Oh, I like that. Have you already got a name for your fans? You know how like you get like Pixie Lott, she has like her fans are called the Cats. Have you got your own like little, you call them Brookers? Brookers.
I haven't got one yet, but I could think about it.
Okay, well, I can say you the word Brookers for a fiver. You can use that. I don't know. It's bizarre, isn't it? So the awards itself happening on the 10th of June.
Yes, it is.
All the tickets and everything. You can get all the details on our website. You can also find out more about you as well. You've got a YouTube page, I assume. Yes. I'm hoping, anyway.
Yes, I have. It's called Brooke Layla. You can find me on there. I've got a couple of singing videos up there, and I'm going to be posting more soon as well. So, yeah.
All right. Brilliant. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll get a video of Brooke up on our Twitter page. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, I'll tag you in as well, Brooke, so people know where to find you and follow you. I'll do that in the next couple of minutes. So if you go to twitter.com/MKFM radio, click on there. There will be a video of you singing. I'm going to let you pick the song as well, the video. Okay. And then we'll tag you in. If people want to watch that, they can see you in action. And then they can come along, get some tickets, and come and see you live. Hopefully you win the award as well. I really, really hope you do. You really deserve it. You know, you're an inspiration, which is what the whole awards are about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really hope that in 5, 10, 15 years' time, you come back with your millions of pounds and you give me that fiver for giving that word Brookified. That'd be sorted. All right, thank you very much for coming
thank
in.
You.
More details about the MK Inspiration Awards online at mkfm.com. Of course, we'll tweet about it. We'll put some bits up on Facebook as well. Thank you very much to Brooke for coming in. Right, let's get on Salt and Pepper in a minute after Sean Paul and Dua Lipa. MKFM.
Don't be shy, take control of me, get the vibe. It's gonna be lit tonight.
Baby girl, you give me tension of fatness, give me some of that. Thinks with the badness, look how she at. Shape like a death, but I'm not just that. It's a good piece of mental sand that they kept. A piece of game, I'm a love how you chat. Watching every step of the paper, the way you